Whenever a dog won't eat, there's usually something seriously wrong with that dog. Except in today's episode of A Dog Soul, we'll talk about a dog who had just learned not to eat by very well-intentioned people. And that's a very interesting case because it's really unusual. So stay tuned and have fun. All right, we're talking today about Chess, the Chihuahua. Chess was about 7 years old when he came to me for training. And this is the second small dog I've seen in a short period of time who had this issue. And small dogs are for me unusual anyways, because I usually have the big strong dogs who cause some portion of issues with lunging, barking, growling, aggression around food and stuff like that. But now I got this little guy, and the main issue actually was he was aggressive toward guests, but also he would not eat. So that's what they told me very quickly, because it was concerning to them and they were worried about his health, and they were really awesome dog parents. So they had tried a few things and they had tried positive training. So they read a lot of different methods, a lot of different techniques, but they like to do the positive way better than anything else. But they had an issue with that because their dog would not eat, and he would not eat his usual food. So the meals he got twice a day, he would just not touch. When they tried something new, he would eat for a day, but then would just not be interested in that anymore. And they had tried everything. So they had tried a variety of different meat options, canned food, dried food, so kibble. They had cooked him some chicken. They had tried everything, I would say. This time they actually did try everything. Sometimes there is something people don't think about, right? And we can try something else. But as food goes, they had tried really everything. He would take very yummy treats. And this is really like the gourmet restaurant for humans. He would get the most delicious things a dog could even imagine. So he would take those, but not the normal treats. And normal treats weren't kibble. Like, I would say a normal treat is a piece of kibble, right? No, for him, the normal treats were homemade. And for most dogs, these things would have blown their head off. They were like with cheese and cottage cheese and liver and whatever. So really yummy stuff for a dog. Not for a vegan like me, but for dogs. And they were just not interesting to him, which is weird, right? And his food, he would eat his food if it were hand-fed to him. Now, I'm not a big fan of hand-feeding because I want independence, I want peace and quiet while eating, and I want to use food as enrichment. So stuffed food toys and licky mats and stuff like that, right? It's giving the dog something to do. It's making their lives more interesting. And as for the independence, it helps us, right? It makes alone time easier, and it makes the dog just occupying himself easier when we don't have time all day long to do something with our dogs. That's normal. So we need the dogs to be able to do stuff on their own as well. And if I take all the independence away and the dog has just nothing to do except when I'm around, the independence gets cut short a lot. That's not what I want. And hand feeding is something, I mean, it's a basic need for a dog to eat, right? And if I take the independence out of that completely, my dog will rely on me just a little bit too much for my taste. So for Chess, he took enrichment toys, so food toys, but it was not that interesting to him. So if there was nothing else to do, he would lick a little bit on a Kong. If it were frozen, it was not giving the food fast enough for him, so he would just leave it and wait for his next really yummy thing. Now, usually A dog not taking treats outside is an alarm signal, but it's not that big of a problem because we can try different rewards that have nothing to do with food. Like some dogs prefer watching stuff, some dogs prefer playing with other dogs, some dogs prefer sniffing, some dogs prefer toys, whatever. They are not as easy to use as treats, but they can be a starting point into training. We can also lower the stress level, and we can teach the dog to eat outside. Like if we have a very fearful dog, we can start in a doorway, we can start in the backyard, we can start anywhere the dog feels halfway relaxed and work ourselves up into the real world. But of course, first we have to check medical issues. And for Chess, he needed quick and easy rewards when guests came over because he was lunging, barking, he was trying to bite their ankles. And he would succeed, except when people stomped their feet, he would run away. But if they didn't, because that's not nice to a dog, right? He would actually bite into the ankle. And that's not, I mean, it's a chihuahua, but still, it's not that nice from a dog, right? So first, we did a medical check, just to rule out if there's anything wrong with him. I would have been surprised if there were, because he was a very easygoing dog. He would do his stuff. He was not behaving in any kind of way strange, except for the guest situation, which is not that unusual for small dogs. But still, aggression and not eating, those two things definitely lead to a medical check, right? So we did that, and they had an awesome vet, very holistically working vet, and she did a check. She even sent them to a specialist for the gastrointestinal stuff, and there was nothing wrong with him. He was healthy, and he was a little bit on the plus size. So that was a new indicator for what might be the reason here. So what I did in our first appointment was I let them show me walks and enrichment and what guests do to him. And on walks, he would ignore me. He would do tricks for really yummy treats. He would participate with whatever his humans like to do. He would ignore strangers. He learned very fast. He liked to do some little search games, so easy nose work. For toys, he did not really like to search food, but he liked to search toys. And they showed me a video of him working with a comb. We already talked about that. So that was all possible. Now, when guests came over and they sent me a video and they showed me in our first appointment, he would take nothing. They would try to put things directly into his mouth while he was barking to stop him, because he would just bark and bark and bark and bark. And whenever they came with something food related, he would turn the head away, even if it was really yummy stuff. So since he did not stop barking when guests were there, and they had tried that for hours, so we did not need to try that again. We stayed outside in their backyard and it was fine for him. But again, he was not that interested in food. And before I tell you what we did, let's look at what his issue was. He was actually full. He was just full. It's so easy. It's so obvious that, of course, we did not think about it, right? But with small dogs, it's something that actually happens. And if you work with larger dogs primarily, like me, this comes as a surprise. Or if you always had larger dogs, it's not that usual to have a dog who is just full, right? But for him, it was just, he was stuffed to the brink of explosion with the very best treats. So why would he be interested in boring canned food? Yes, if it was something new, then of course it's interesting. But if you could have chocolate cake or whatever is your absolutely favorite dream food, or a usual boring, not that tasty, whatever, what would you pick? If you knew that the really interesting thing would come out as soon as you ignore the boring stuff. That's what he did. Chihuahuas are really clever dogs. They get underestimated all the time. So he was clever enough to know that whenever he ignored something, he would get something better. So he was actually trained to ignore every other food. And it's kind of funny. I think it's kind of funny because I like when things are not medically wrong with the dog. I like to have ways to train the dog. And in his case, that was definitely the thing. So we knew that he liked his usual canned food, and I would not like force a dog to eat something that he finds disgusting, right? And very often dogs do not like to eat their kibble. They just don't like it. It makes them feel stuffed or whatever. I don't know. I can just imagine. But in his case, he liked his canned food. So what we did was we recalculated the portions. So we knew what he should actually eat with the weight he should actually have. So if you have an overweight dog, do not take that weight for calculations. Take the weight your dog should weigh. And a vet can definitely help you with that. So we had the vet on board the whole process, especially when we did change the food. So we recalculated, and he got 1 teaspoon of food in the bowl every morning and every evening for routine's sake, right? I like dogs to have a routine so they feel safe, because very often the dogs who show up in training with me have some kind of fear issue behind it. Even if it looks like they are just aggressive, it's often a fear issue. And routines help them feel safe in their environment. So yes, we kept the morning and evening eating routines, but he got 1 teaspoon. The rest was spread out between a Likky tube they used on walks and during trick training and searches and stuff like that. And a little bit of it was used in enrichment toys, so food toys, so that he would have something to do during the day or whatever. Within 2 days, and this is quick, he was eating his normal amount of food, just usual food. The first day was him waiting for something better, right? He had learned that he would get something better if he just waited for it. And it took him a day to figure out that nothing better was coming. And in the evening, he actually got hungry. So whenever he did not eat his calculated amount of food during training sessions and stuff like that, he would get the rest in the evening. So on day one, he realized that there was nothing better coming. So he got the rest in the evening and he did eat that. On day two, he was just eating. And of course, since he had a lot of enrichment and a lot of training and things like that, he would get his normal amount of food in anyway. So there was no worries about him losing too much weight or too quickly or whatever. And again, the vet was on board. So yes, within our 6 weeks together, he did lose a little bit of weight. He could eat his normal amount of food as treats on a regular day. And again, the little portions in the evening and in the morning. And when guests came over, the special treats came out. So that was when he actually needed a little bit more help. And that's when the special treats came out again. And that was not the only thing we did. Of course, we did a relaxation zone, so a place where he could be safe and nobody would come close to him. We used distance indoors, outdoors. He would have a house leash on, so he could not get to the guests and practice biting them. He would get rewarded for looking at them. He would get rewarded for turning away. He would get rewarded for getting into his relaxation zone with an enrichment toy, all those things. So those worked really well. And of course, since he now was ready to eat, he could also occupy himself with an enrichment toy. Still, we needed to watch out for him not getting overwhelmed, but I guess, right? So we had to practice with very easily trainable humans, let's call it that. So people who would listen to his parents telling them, hey, ignore the dog. And they would do that. And that gave him a sense of safety in his own house. And that is often the reason why guests are so tricky. There are coming people into the house. The dog has no say in it, whether he likes them or not. They are entering his safe zone because his home is his safe zone. Where else should the dog go, right? That's why a safe zone, a relaxation zone is so important. And I like to connect that with relaxation. But also, we need to teach the dogs that even though these people the dog is not sure about come into the house, nothing bad is happening. The dog can still feel safe. The dog can still decide to disengage from these people. There is nothing the dog has to endure, right? The people are not allowed to just pet the dog or walk up to the dog and bother the dog or take something away from the dog. Nothing like that. And then we can have the dogs feel more safe with humans being around. Now, I have not seen a big dog have any kind of issues with being bored by food. So share your experience if that's different. I would love to know. And even if it's not different, I would love to know. And comment what treats you use. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching on iTunes or listening, not watching, or Spotify, leave me a review. Tell me what treats you use or send me a PM. I would love to know. And remember, sometimes the obvious answer is the right one. A dog who doesn't eat might just be full. Have fun training and we'll see each other next time. Bye.